This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Afghanistan has held its fourth round of presidential elections since 2001 when the U.S. toppled the Taliban regime. That's Abdul Aziz Ibrahimi, an independent election commission spokesman on Sunday in AP video. He says the initial reports show around 1,051,000 eligible voters cast their ballots at more than 2,500 polling centers on Saturday. The day was also marked by violence. At least four civilians and three security personnel were killed across the country, and more than 50 civilians suffered injuries in election-related violence, mostly from small explosions. The Taliban had threatened to attack any election-related activity, block roads, and blow up communication towers, calling the elections a fake process. Protesters and police clashed in Hong Kong for a second straight day Sunday, throwing the city's business and shopping belt into chaos. Police in riot gear were seen beating and detaining protesters near Hong Kong's government complex. Repeatedly, police also fired blue liquid used to identify protesters from a water cannon truck and multiple volleys of tear gas after demonstrators hurled Molotov cocktails at officers and targeted a government office building. It was a repeat of Saturday's clashes and part of a familiar cycle since pro-democracy protests began in early June. The protests were sparked by a now-shelved extradition bill. A boat carrying at least 50 Europe-bound migrants capsized Saturday in the Mediterranean Sea off Libya. That's according to the UN Refugee Agency and the country's Coast Guard. Coast Guard spokesman told the AP that it happened off the coast of Tripoli. This is VOA News. Sebastian Kurz's Conservatives look set to win a snap parliamentary election in Austria on Sunday, but he is still likely to need a coalition partner. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Austrians voted in a snap parliamentary poll on Sunday, triggered by a video sting scandal that collapsed the previous ruling coalition of Sebastian Kurz's Conservatives and the far-right Freedom Party. Kurz looks to be on course for victory, but will need a coalition partner to secure a majority, and it remains unclear who he will pick. The two most likely options are allying again with the Freedom Party or forming a new coalition with the Greens and Liberal Neos. Kurz's coalition collapsed after a video emerged of his vice-chancellor and Freedom Party leader, Heinz Christian Strache, at a dinner party in Ibiza with a woman posing as a Russian oligarch's niece. In it, Strache was seen offering to fix government contracts.
That was Reuters' David Doyle reporting. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Sunday he would not resign to avoid having to delay Brexit beyond the end of October.
I've undertaken to lead the party in my country at a difficult time, and I'm going to continue to do that. I believe it's my responsibility to do that, and I think that it's our job to get Brexit done on October the 31st, but to move the country on.
The Prime Minister spoke on BBC's Andrew Marr show on Sunday. Johnson wants to rally his party at the beginning of its annual conference with the do-or-die message that he will deliver Brexit by the end of October, with or without a deal. But there are hurdles to clear, not least of which is that what Johnson calls the Surrender Act. That's the law Parliament passed to force the Prime Minister to request a Brexit delay if he has not secured a deal with Brussels by an October 17th EU summit. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says public opinion is now on the side of impeachment in an impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Donald Trump. This follows the release of new information about his conversations with Ukraine's president. She says that the impeachment investigation will follow the facts.
This is a very sad time for our country. There's no joy in this. It's sad. We must be somber, we must be prayerful, and we must pursue the facts further to make a decision as to, did this violate the Constitution of the United States, which I believe it did.
Pelosi announced her support for an investigation after the surfacing of a whistleblower complaint related to President Trump. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA1, the Voice of America.